very excited with USGA to be partnering with the Broadmoor. This will be the 8th championship we've had at the Broadmoor. And if you look at the Broadmoor, if you've been there, it's just what a special place.
Hello, and thank you for joining us for a special edition of Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani alongside John Elway. We are at Elway's at Cherry Creek, where the USGA just announced that the 2018 U.S. Open will be played at the Broadmoor in Colorado Springs. And John, how big is this for the Colorado golf season?
Well, it's huge. I mean, anytime the, you know, you have an open in Colorado, and we have so many golf fans here. We have tremendous fans, you know, whether it be football, basketball, baseball, or whatever it may be, but even golf. And so, I mean, in the whole Rocky Mountain region. So anytime we get a golf tournament that's big, it's great for our fans.
I got the official pin on here. I know that you're the chairman. Are you going to try and maybe sneak in and qualify?
You know, I might. I've never tried before, but, you know, they're such good players. But we'll see. I've never tried it before. But I just know how good the players are. I'm just looking forward to be able to go down and watch them play some golf and watch how they go about their business.
It should be a great time down there in Colorado Springs. A question about football now. The team is at 7-3 heading into the bye. Are you happy where everything is right now?
Yeah, I mean, I think, if you look at it, obviously that, after 10 games, it'll be 7-3, especially where things look this offseason. I think we're happy with that. I think the good thing about that is the fact that, we feel like we can improve a lot. And so we've got a lot of improvement, especially on the offensive side. We've showed some signs, but, been very inconsistent. And so feel like if we can continue to get better on that side and we had a tough schedule coming up, but that's part of it. So if we figure like if we can start hitting our stride when we get back off this break, it comes for a good time. We'll get some guys healthy that it's going to be an interesting season.
Well, we have plenty more coming up on Elway Access from Elway's at Cherry Creek.
CenturyLink is rolling out 1 gig internet so you can connect to all the Broncos high-speed action.
CenturyLink, home team, home connection.
CenturyLink, partners in speed with the Denver Broncos and Emmanuel Sanders.
Broncos fans, are you connected?
The U.S. Bank FlexPerks Travel Rewards Visa Signature Card. Flex points go farther. Earn more and redeem faster, giving more power to you. Airline tickets start at just 20,000 Flex points. Apply today at FlexPerks.com.
Only NFL Sunday Ticket brings you every game, every Sunday, no matter where you live. Plus, the Red Zone Channel, DirecTV Fantasy Zone, and more. For the ultimate NFL viewing experience, order NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV.
Fade route for DTs. He goes up, he makes the catch. Touchdown, Denver! And he spikes the ball.
Back here on Elway Access at Elway's at Cherry Creek. And John, earlier this week, Gary Kubiak said that he needs Trevor Siemian to play big. What have you thought from his first season as a starter?
You know, he's done a tremendous job. It's not easy. It's, his second year in the league, and obviously didn't play last year. And so, for him to come in, he's 7-2 as a starter, which is, really high when you look at quarterbacks, what's their record. And so he's done a tremendous job there. I think, when Gary, says he's got to play big, we're going to need him down the stretch because we got to play better. And I think that, he's got enough experience now to understand that, the expectation level is going to rise and he can get better too. So, and he's willing to work. That's the great thing about Trevor is he knows that and he'll take that challenge on and expect Trevor to continue to get better.
Coach also said that these last six games are going to be sort of like playoff games. What does the team need to do down this home stretch here?
Well, we got to take care of our home turf. That's for darn sure. We got Kansas City coming in 2 weeks, and now you move that back, flex to that to Sunday night. The one on the road in Jacksonville in Tennessee, and so have the Raiders at home. We got to go to Kansas City for another one. So, we've got to take it 1 week at a time, but we've got to play with the idea that, each week is do or die with our division, with the Raiders 7-2 and Kansas City 7-2 and then us at 7-3 it's going to be a dogfight. So we've got to take each week and make sure that we take care of our business.
Well, it's going to be a long stretch. Hopefully you get to enjoy the bye week a little bit, right?
So that'd be nice.
Well, that's going to do it for Elway Access. I'm Phil Milani. For John Elway here at Elway's at Cherry Creek,